In fact, it had been the first mobile home I'd ever been in my life.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And I looked around, there was 10 rooms and a wall-to-wall carpet, and I went on in my room. It was a king-size bed. And I said, I wonder, is this heaven? And am I here? And so the next few days, this week I believe it was, there's been so many exciting things until I don't recall exactly what did happen. But anyhow, we was furnished with a car. A young man brought a car over there and said, "Now, this is your car as long as you're here," to my wife. Of course, that was talking to me. Mm-hmm. And we rode around Redwood Valley. And I never have been so excited in all the days of my life as I was to see grapes growing and ripe and to see mustard green, wild, just growing spontaneously without any cultivation, just
it's
growing
true.
Out
it's
there.
True.
And so I got so excited. I said, "You go ahead and look at everything, because she can take one glance at the house and tell just about everything that's in there." And they went to the catfish pond. And somebody threw some bread over there, and the catfish come up and got it. And, oh, Lord.
Tell about Jim visit you there.
And I want to say to you, my friends, that this has been a glorious trip, and I certainly have enjoyed it. And one among the things, I'm not well so far as that's concerned, but I'm feeling so much better. I couldn't lie on my back without suffering. Mm-hmm. But now I can lie on back, belly, or anywhere.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell this thing wherever I go. Whether I have any luck or not, I'm going to tell it, because I love to tell the truth. And what I've said is the truth. Nothing else but the truth, so help me God. And I'm thanking you for all that you've done.
Bless it.
And one among the things that I pray for people, and there was a woman that I prayed for that had a back trouble for 3 years, and she couldn't use it at all. She was suffering. And I prayed for it and left. And she went home and sent me $100 check. Well, I didn't charge anything, because freely you give and freely give, freely you must receive. And so she come back a few days after that, a few weeks, and said, "I'm suffering with my back again." And my wife was praying for her, and I was too, and on the bed, and I had my hand on her back, and I saw this man come in and got between us and move my hand and put my hand on, put his hand on her back, and she started spinning like a top. Yeah, and she's still going strong. And I want to say to you, I'm coming back, if it's the Lord's will. Mm-hmm. But I do. And if I don't come back, wherever the place that Jesus had prepared, Jim Jones had prepared, I'll believe that. I'll be there. So he said to me that I wasn't going to die in a vision, and I don't believe I will, because I feel so much better now. Something got a hold of me.
you stop complaining.
Yes, and I feel good.
Bless
I say
you.
I feel good.
Hallelujah.
I feel better than I've felt in a long time.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Hallelujah.
And I believe I'm going to get well.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yes.
It's
I believe I am. And I kind of feel like it now. I kind of feel like my old self again. Yes, I do. You don't believe it? I know it. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Glory, glory. Glory,
yes, I'm
glory.
Going to stop right here.
Glory.
God bless you. Hold out to the end. Stay with him. And he'll certainly bring you about. If you trust and never doubt, he'll surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and not bring them back, but leave them there. Yes. Yes. I've been in the war a long time. And I haven't got tired. I say I haven't got tired. I feel like running on. Feel like shouting.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Because of the pact, the Lord has brought me from a long way. And he have reached out his hand and caught me by my hand and said, stop complaining. And I'll quit complaining and take the world as I find it. And I want to say to you, God is all right. Is he all right? I wonder how many here know he's all right. Willing to trust him. God bless you.
Take your burden to Father, leave him there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to your God and leave him there.
Hallelujah. Something to see him. It's beautiful to see him on his feet. Speaking with such authority. It's beautiful to see him on his feet, speaking with such authority. Marvelous. Just to review what we've had happen in our lives, we don't have to go back very far. We can just remember last night. How many women were healed of breast cancer last night? How many? Three or four? Yes. So wonderful. Just that alone. And then not to mention the cancers that were passed here before our eyes to see. Something to shout about. There has to be a time to rejoice, child.
Sing, little children, sing about God in the body. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing about His ever-present. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing about the ever-present God in a body. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing about the ever-present God in a body. Sing, little children, sing. God in a body, sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing about the ever presence. God in a body, sing, little children, sing. About spirit of the consciousness, the presence of God, it's covering the earth. You can sing about God, for He is present, not afar off, but God at hand. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing about God in the body, Holy Spirit, God in the body, sing. Sing and clap your hands and rejoice. Tell the world that God has come. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, little children, sing. Sing, 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 sing. God is here, not afar off. You can sing, little children, sing. Joyce, little children, sing. Clap your little hands and sing, little children. Dance in your feet and sing, little children. Shout with your lungs and sing, little children. Praise your God, for Jesus has come. Buddha has come. Father has come. Socialism's come, and they all are one. Now sing, little children, sing. Sing. Sing about God in a body, the ever-present. Sing, little children, sing. Sing about child and sing. Clap your hands and sing. Dance with your feet and sing. Love your neighbor, let's sing. God's so good we can sing. Rejoice, 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 rejoice and sing.
Sister White,
oh, hallelujah.
5 years in a wheelchair till I spoke the word, and now she can walk. And look at Bishop Crane to stand tonight. Can read and can speak, and that's been a year ago. Look at all those that have been healed. How many have been healed of crippling diseases in this temple? Arthritis are crippling disorders. How many have been healed of some condition with your eyes, like Bishop Crane was mentioning? And that young man, his eye knocked out, did you hear? Knocked out and the sight restored. Just put a picture in it, restored. The word came to him, it was restored. How many have had cancers passed or been healed in your breast? How many have just had them passed alone? How many have had them pass? How many have had them healed though they were not passed? Good God.
Oh, yes, I will sing. Got something to sing about.
Good God. I said again in this ministry, under my ministry, how many have had cancers healed? Good God Almighty. No wonder the people stay. You see, the ones that stay, the ones that get healed those cancers. Good God. Good God. Holy, holy, holy. Mighty God.
Yes, my God.
Just look at her run like that. I never get tired of seeing her dance because I can remember when her heart was so bad that she died back there and had to be brought back. So I can always enjoy her running. It makes me feel good. Somebody says that she dances all the time. Well, that's fine. I'm glad she can dance. I can remember when she couldn't even walk. Hey, God! That's beautiful to see somebody run like that when they were dead. Died of a heart attack. She died right back there on that aisle. Don't talk to me. Let them run, boy. When they can run, when they couldn't walk, I'll say, thank you, God. A request for the precious little two, the red stars, I call them. I've forgotten what their name are. Their names are, what are they? They said they were here. Is that true? Matters not to me. Someone said that they were. Who gave me that kind of information? In just relaxing and thinking about the goodness of our Jesus. There's a relaxed state in here. A lot of your organs are unwinding while you're sitting here. So we're just going to relax. Let the spirit of truth have its way. If you feel like running right down the back of the benches, go right on, run. Peace.
little sunshine every now and then. There are moments in my life so hard.
Jim, I'm willing. Yes, oh, yes. Yes, sir. I'm willing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, yes, it's yes, it's something that I look out over some of you, and you look like you're feeling sorry. I looked at one woman down there who looks like she's feeling sorry for these people who were once crippled, and they now have been had cancer, and they've been healed. And you know, you shake your thoughts at them. You put your thoughts out at them. And you shake your head at them. And really, you're the one that's the loser. To have something you can rejoice over, some people would live all their life to find something they can rejoice over. Bless you. This is our house, you know. We paid for it, every stick of it. Not a honky dollar in here. You can go down and look at the county clerk and you'll see it's in the name of the People's Temple and there's not a honky dollar in it. Don't come in here. I'm going to tell you one thing. If you come in here and you're light-skinned, don't come in here and look at your, don't crane your head at us. Because this is our house, and there's not many churches in this town that are paid for, and we paid for every nail in it, and we'll shake and rattle and roll if we want to. Oh, yes, we will. If you had a catfish pond, if you'd seen what Bishop Crane had seen, all the catfish we have that'll feed all of our house, that was created by a miracle. They've multiplied, so many of them. It's enough to fill lake after lake after lake. If you saw all those children's homes and the senior citizen homes, the convalescent centers, you knew our plan and you'd seen the miracles. You'd seen all the students that are in the dormitories, all the land we've got with the greens growing that don't even have to be planted. Then you'd shout too. You just, the only reason you don't shout, you're just envious of us. Go on, go on. That's right, darling. Keep moving.
I don't know what Jim Jones is to you, but I to you what is to me. He is all
on. He's my chief cornerstone. I'll agree. He's all that for me. Some say he's the rose of Sharon. Some say night and morning star. Some say he's the lily. But I'll agree, he's all of that for me.
You see that lady there in the flowered dress? Crippled, paralyzed, couldn't raise her arm, brain baked till the temperature control mechanism was destroyed from a stroke. Now she can move like a little young child. Now if that doesn't cause you to rejoice, she was paralyzed, unable to move. Did you hear what I said? Unable to move her arm, unable to lift it. And then you see what? Now I want you to take a picture of this. And when anyone knowingly or unknowingly tries to destroy the hope, the life that has sprung out of this consciousness, I want you to look at them and I want you to take a good picture. Then I want you to know what kind of a traitor a person is that tries to destroy this. The life spring that has given resurrection to one last night, if it hadn't been for the consciousness, she would have never been restored. A young woman, too young to die. Her temperature had been soaring time and time again, couldn't be controlled. But it was calmed last night and she was brought back. What would anybody want to take and destroy, though they can't destroy it? Why would anyone want to try to destroy something that's brought black and white together? Why would anyone? It's given jobs. It's freed hundreds of people from jails. Hundreds, yes, hundreds. That has saved dozens of our own immediate church. Young man standing back there helping with the pictures. He was slated to be picked up yesterday, day before yesterday, and they didn't come. Miracles. Yes, yes, something that took place, but they didn't come. They didn't arrest him. What's more, because I had an energy field to draw from, I said they wouldn't come. I said they wouldn't come. Know anyone that ever tries to destroy this, single them out and know them for what they are. They have no feeling. They have no heart. Anyone that would speak against such a work as this, they have no love. Anyone that would want to take the hope from seniors that never had any. When I went over to our apartments, it's been given to us. And a sister came out and grabbed me and she said, "Thank you, Father, for giving me such a lovely place." Another sister said, "I never had such a nice place." Another sister laid down on the floor Brother David was saying, and just rejoice just at the kindly atmosphere, the environment around us. By the way, others of you that want to get into those apartments, please let us know. Beautiful apartments. We want to have all of our people together. And it was so lovely. And I wonder what kind of people would try to destroy. What kind of people would try to destroy? Well, in the first place, they can't. But I wonder what kind of reprobate mind, what kind of degenerate mind would destroy something as beautiful as this. I noticed something in its service here, other soloists and singers. I looked at Sister Outley and Nancy while Sister Smith was singing. She was just enjoying it so much. You won't find churches like that. One singer don't enjoy another singer. They won't do it. They will be dead when one has got the anointing. They just simply will sit on them. But our precious director, assistant director, rejoices with everyone that sings. All of them participate, Sister Johnson. They rejoice. And when one is used, everybody's glad for it. People sometimes want to compare us to imaginary heavens. Well, nobody can compare themselves to something that never existed. You know, no one can compare anything favorably to a dream. You can dream that you had the most beautiful husband or the most beautiful wife, but dreaming don't make it so. You understand what I'm saying? Some of us, though, have been so blessed that we are really sitting with the most beautiful men and women in the world. We're sitting with the most beautiful men and women in the world. But you see, what a remarkable thing we have. An atmosphere where people come so ill as tonight, two that have been kept from dying, two while you were sitting right here. That I've been able to train registered nurses, train them when they didn't have a day of education. But because of this family, I've been able to train them and have them prepared. Two people have been stopped from dying while you're sitting right here. Right here. Any other place, they'd have been dead. One just went down the aisle. You just saw them lifted down the aisle. The other one was back there. Blood pressure, because I had trained them. They knew what to do. They found the blood pressure before it caused a massive stroke. Blood pressure went up 80 points. But because I had taught them what to do, they weren't paralyzed. One would have been paralyzed, undoubtedly, if not completely destroyed. And the other would have died without the assistance that's in this room. There's a song we sing when I think of the goodness of Father, or Jesus, wherever you may be in consciousness. Or if it's where it really is, like Sister Smith said, swear Jim. When I think of the goodness and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. This consciousness, if you don't like me as a person, what I have been able to bring about as one individual being a majority with God, what I have been able to do as being a reflection of all the hopes and fancied dreams of false opinion, what I have been able to do by being the center of people's faith. My. Why would anyone want to touch such a beautiful thing as this? Why would they raise up their heels against such a thing as this? So why are you talking this way? You know why I'm talking this way. You know if I'm talking to you or not. Beautiful. I saw on that street, I saw a sister sings living on Straight Street now. What a beautiful time it is in this holy family. When one of the sisters told me, said I didn't have anything but dirt and stench and fear that what little bit I had would be robbed every day. But she said, now I've got security. Most prominent people in this town ask us to take their apartments over. Most prominent firm. They could have rented them. A government person came today and wanted to take them all. They said, no, they belong. Go see the minister. They had to come to see me. Come to see my associate. Want to take over every one of the apartments? They said, no. You have to deal with that church over there. Now you want to be sure that you take advantage of such a blessing. They're letting them in on my name. Applications are cleared later if you come in on my name. So be sure that you come through here, through the channel, because we don't want to get some old devil over there on my name. You tell them that you check, that I want to check to see that they're in my name. It's one thing to use my name, and it's another thing to be in my name. I want you to take a picture tonight of everyone that was out in that aisle that had been crippled, everyone that had been dead and raised. I want you to take a picture of Bishop Crane as he was a year ago when he was brought here. I want you to take a picture of all of this situation and compound it 100 times more than you think when you do dirt to this cause. Think about it, because you're not going to get by with your dirt anyway. I want you to be mindful tonight of your weight. What a record I've been able to perform. To have no dying in Redwood Valley in the followers since 1959. I want to be able to maintain that record. But I'm going to ask you to work at keeping your weight down for me. I don't want to see strokes. I saw Sister Ruth Downs up here, who had had a stroke before I knew her, and I saw the beauty of how you've improved. I remember the first time I saw you, and to see you walk up here on this stage. But more than that, the countenance, the life, the joy, the spirit that you have sitting back there. And I had wished 1,000 times I had known her. And I had known her before her condition, because what she's done after she knew me, she was given a protection, as she mentioned, sitting there on the end of the aisle. I told her a warning about an accident, and the very next day, she had it, and her husband and her were both spared. I gave her a direct warning and gave her direct protection right in a house right by the Redwood Valley Church. And she came back to Los Angeles and that next few hours had that accident. But no harm came to her or him. You have to consider, you've got to think on what's happened to you. You got to keep it in your mind. And if you keep gratitude in your mind, if you keep a grateful heart in your mind, you'll be able to drive away the adversary. Because if you think in your mind positively, that's the way it's going to be. If you think with gratitude, you're going to draw things to you of a good nature, of a high nature. A blessed anointing will come your way. But if you think negatively, if you're out in that morass of self-pity, are comparing us with things like they should have been or could have been if there was an imaginary heaven. That's not fair. Because you've never seen the imaginary heaven. I just want you to compare us to other churches. I want you to compare me to other churches. I want you to look at all these churches out there and see if one of them has paid off their building in a year. Want to see if you can find one. So when I get blessing over there, you couldn't get as much of a blessing over there if people are using money like those preachers are using them. When I went out to help this sister today, memory to her, the past, who told me right there at that altar, she said, I'm tired of being beat on. Let me go. I said, well, come to Redwood Valley. I don't remember her remarks, but it was something about afraid of being fearful of her husband. She said, just let me go out of this life. Well, she got to go. Blessed time today. I walked up to her husband. I said a straight word to him. I said, you better take account of yourself. And he nodded to me. He was kind about it. He at least nodded to me. And he said it was, someone said after that, Mr. Davis said that, he said it was a very lovely service because I said an awful straight word to him. Because it's, to me, it was sad to think that she didn't need to be in the position she was in because she'd been abused even in the hospital by him and had been beat on and treated badly, badly. And I told her, as I tell all of you, to come out from such a thing as that. She'd be alive right now if she'd have come out of that. But at least she got the hope of her heart. She said, take me out of this, Father. Take me out of it. I don't seem to be able to get myself out of it. Take me out of it. Take me on if I have to. She said, you've mentioned to me that other plane, that other heaven. Take me on. But I wondered, you know, if everyone would just listen to me. Bishop got up on his feet and says, well, I had a vision. I'm not going to die. And he began to spring up there because there's life. He got on his feet. I wonder if people would just listen to me closely. Now, I'll tell you, I know what it is to be tempted to eat because all the other temptations known to man, I've had. Jesus said he was tempted in all points. You say, well, without sin, well, what's that mean? That doesn't mean too much. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Him to know to do right and doeth it not, it's sin. Said Jesus never made a mistake. Oh, yes, he did. He was made perfect. He learned obedience through the death of the cross. So he couldn't have been perfect if he learned. Come on. You don't make something perfect unless it's imperfect. If he learned something, he had to be imperfect. He learned. He said, the captain of our salvation made what? Perfect. Through what? Suffering. So I know what it is to go through every temptation, every trial common to man. I could tell you things by revelation because I told you the thoughts of people's minds last night, and I do it every night. Tonight I seem to be taking my time to do a little teaching. But every night I take time to tell people the very thoughts. Last night I told one woman that was healed of cancer of the breast. So many things about her life. I just marveled at the inside things that came out. Must have been 10 minutes of revelation to one woman. Called out another woman down here and healed her of cancer. I won't forget it because it was so impressive to me. Her sister had died of cancer and she had cancer in her breast up under her arm. And it told her what she said to some poor child that was out in the streets. There she sits right there in trouble. Right there, and she was healed that moment. And sent a cloth to save the life of a young woman that had gone astray. She'd never told anybody what she'd told that person. She'd not told me. But the Spirit showed her. Your name's Ford, isn't it? I know things under revelation, isn't it? Sister Ford. And it spoke about that girl, Patricia. And saved her because she was out in trouble and you were worried about it. And showed that you were worried about it. And saved her. And saved you that cancer. You haven't got any more pain tonight, have you? It's all gone, isn't it? Waving her hand back there. Peace.